Green Bay. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Organizers of the No Kings protest movement say millions of people are expected at more than 2,000 demonstrations across the country today protesting Trump administration policies. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
Here in L.A., there are worries about counter-protesters getting involved in the events today. Back in June, they were peaceful through the day, the No Kings Day rallies that went on, and then they devolved into violence later on in the night. There is that concern. Police telling us no known credible threats. We're seeing some chatter online, but they will be keeping an eye on today.
Republicans are calling these Hate America rallies and say they're contributing to the government shutdown, which is now in day 18. President Trump commuted the 7-year prison sentence of former Congressman George Santos, who pled guilty to fraud and campaign finance charges. And the president also called on Ukraine and Russia to stop fighting now after his Friday meeting at the White House with Ukrainian President Zelensky. This is ABC News. John Bolton made his first court appearance Friday. The former national security advisor pleaded not guilty to 18 criminal charges, says ABC's Olivia Rubin.
These are severe allegations that could possibly lead to decades of jail time if convicted here. Prosecutors here essentially accusing Bolton of mishandling classified information, in part, they say, by using a personal email account when he was national security advisor to make diary-like entries about his day-to-day activities and then sharing those with two others.
Bolton has become a critic of President Trump, says this is part of President Trump's campaign of retribution. Britain's Prince Andrew says he will give up his royal titles amid new scrutiny over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Victoria Murphy says
this has been incredibly damaging to the monarchy. There's a sense, I think, that there could be more information that comes out, and this is going to keep coming back and reflecting on them.
He'll still be Prince Andrew. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
A season-ending loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Dodgers in L.A. 5-1. The Dodgers completing a 4-game sweep of the National League Championship Series. An incredible performance by Shohei Ohtani, who was the Dodgers' starting pitcher. Ohtani with 3 home runs, including one that literally went out of the park. Bottom of the fourth, Brian Anderson with the call on TBS. The ball traveled 469 feet over the stands in right center field, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We were part of an iconic, maybe the best individual performance ever in a postseason game.
With Sports on, Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 70s today, lots of sunshine, turning windy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid-40s. Still windy on Sunday with sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. On Monday, slight chance of a shower, and we'll see highs in the low 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
WGBW. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Might have told her that about a thing she saw.
You got it. You got the Rascals here on WGBW.
WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice.
97.9 FM.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a hitching a ride. Hitching a ride. Gotta get me home. Keep her satisfied.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Interesting lineup of Sunday morning programs for you. Lean Local kicks it off Sunday morning at 7 with an hour of issues hosted by Mayor Jim Schmidt. New Wisco, Wisconsin is kind of a hodgepodge of features and stories and news about Northeast Wisconsin between 8 and 9. From 9 until 10, Dr. Kristen Lyerly has a very provocative morning show, an hour of discussion about various topics. And then at 10 o'clock, Always on Point with Kristen Ambos talks about the Green Bay area realty market. It's Sunday mornings here on WGBW.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 179129.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Dream when I want you in my arms, when I want you and all your charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Trouble is, she will.
taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
There's a girl I know who makes me feel so good, and I wouldn't live without her, even if I could.
visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Not really sure what this song is all about, but it's an interesting song. Probably because we're not sure what it's about.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now. I made my mind
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. The Foundations did Build Me a Buttercup, and nobody was more surprised than me when they used that song for the credit roll at the end of the movie There's Something About Mary. I'm Dan Marcus, getting you through your Saturday one song at a time with 97.9 WGBW.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories.
these tears that I'm crying reflects the hurt I can't control. Lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. Saturday, happening right down the block, the Saturday Farmers Market on Washington Street going on right now. That's just a few feet away from our Civic Media Studios at Washington and Main Street. 97.9 WGBW.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WGBW.fm and click events. You're welcome.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Kind of a glass half empty approach from the Stones, Painted Black, WGBW.
Last night as I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I can't kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter.
A station you don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to. 97.9 WGBW.
Gospel News, Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump called for an end to the Russia-Ukraine war now after he met Friday with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House, one day after he spoke by phone with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
You stop at the battle line and both sides should go home, go to their families, stop the killing, and that should be it.
There was no mention of the U.S. supplying Ukraine with Tomahawk missiles, as he previously suggested. The president commuted the prison sentence of George Santos, the former congressman who pled guilty to fraud and campaign finance charges, was serving 7 years. But the president, in announcing the commutation, said, quote, at least Santos had the courage, conviction, and intelligence to always vote Republican. There are anti-Trump No Kings protests scheduled for today. Organizers say they're expecting tens of thousands of people in all 50 states. Republicans say they're just a way to extend the government shutdown now in its 18th day. This is ABC News. Catastrophic flooding in rural Alaska that led to at least one death and left two people missing is now coming into focus in terms of the extent of the devastation. ABC's Jacqueline Lee has more.
In the town of Kipnuk, muddy piles of debris. Homes toppled from their foundations.
Everything in my house was shaking, and I was scared.
Brandon West, a hotel manager in Bethel, recalling those heart-stopping moments.
Felt like the whole building was shaking off the foundation.
Thousands are currently displaced, with the largest airlift in Alaskan history currently underway.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are the first baseball team in more than 15 years to reach the World Series as defending champions. They're going back after sweeping the Milwaukee Brewers thanks to a 3-home-run game from Shohei Ohtani, who also struck out 10 as a pitcher. While in Seattle, the Mariners beat the Blue Jays to take a 3-2 series lead. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
A season-ending loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers lost to the Dodgers in L.A. 5-1. The Dodgers completing a 4-game sweep of the National League Championship Series. An incredible performance by Shohei Ohtani, who was the Dodgers' starting pitcher. Ohtani with 3 home runs, including one that literally went out of the park. Bottom of the fourth, Brian Anderson with the call on TBS. The ball traveled 469 feet over the stands in right center field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We were part of an iconic, maybe the best individual performance ever in a postseason game.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Highs in the low 70s today. Lots of sunshine. Turning windy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the mid-40s. Still windy on Sunday with sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. On Monday, slight chance of a shower, and we'll see highs in the low 60s. It's 60 at our studios.
WGBC.